From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Raymond Pignon is reporting for Columbia Green Media on the Lexington Town Board race between Republican Susan Falk Turk and Democrat Bennett Wine. Wine was elected last year to serve out the last year of the unexpired term of a former board member. Falk Turk, 50, finished second in that election last year. She was born and raised in Lexington and has taken care of her grandparents and uncle and now her mother and father at the family farmhouse. Her grandparents began their life together at the home where she now lives. Falk Turk has been employed as a head teller at a bank in Ulster County for 15 years. If elected, she will hold public office for the first time. She's a 1992 graduate of SUNY Cobleskill, where she received an associate degree in office technology word processing. Falk Turk defines the top issues facing Lexington as, and I quote, business, end quote. She said, and I quote, "We have to travel to other towns for gas, groceries, or takeout. We have several travelers coming to town for hiking, fishing, hunting, and then traveling back out of town to spend money in other communities. I would like to see more opportunities for revenue and jobs in our town," end quote. Falk Turk said if elected, she looks forward to serving the communities she grew up in. She said, and I quote, "I know most of the residents and I will work hard with the rest of the town council to make Lexington a great place to live, work, and enjoy life in," end quote. Wine, 65, and his family live on Mock Drive in Westkill. He has lived in Greene County for 12 years. He is an artist and designer. Wine graduated from Columbia University with a Master's of Fine Art degree and from Antioch College with a Bachelor's degree in art. Wine served as co-chair of the Lexington Broadband Initiative. He said, and I quote, "This was a huge step in bringing Lexington into the future. Since then, our growth has started and we are beginning to get young families with children to come to our town. With the advent of COVID-19, more people have seen the advantages of living and working from our town, and I would assume the growth will continue. Now the challenge is how to best adapt the town to the changing situation and at the same time keep the things that we love about the town intact," end quote. Wine said he would be a good choice because, and I quote, "I have been a good board member because I have a vision for the town and I have been acting on it," end quote. You can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Mid-Hudson News is reporting unemployment in the region decreased in September when compared to the higher August level, however, remains significantly higher than the pre-pandemic rates. Columbia County had the lowest rate of joblessness in the Hudson Valley in September at 4.5%, but that was higher than the 2.8% recorded by the State Labor Department in 2019. Ulster and Putnam counties each recorded 5.6% jobless rates in September, while Dutchess rate was 5.8%. Greene County had a 6.0% rate compared to a 3.9% in September 2019. The highest rate recorded in the Hudson Valley last month was 7% in Westchester, down from 11% in August. You can read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. Aaliyah Snyder is reporting for Columbia Green Media on the possible sale of TJ Auto Service building on Upper Columbia Street in Hudson for development as a brewery. Hudson Planning Board Chairwoman Betsy Grandkow said the matter is currently before the City Planning Board, and public comment on the proposal will conclude Friday, October 23rd. Emma O'Donnell and her husband, Paul O'Donnell, of 735 Columbia Street, LLC, have proposed to buy the property at 735-737 Columbia Street to create the Columbia Filling Station, a bar, restaurant, and brewery. The McDonald's plan to use the co-joined front buildings as a seating area and kitchen. The warehouse in the rear of the building would be used for the brewery and event space. The proposal includes 8 off-street parking spaces as well. Emma O'Donnell said, and I quote, "Our plan is to purchase the property, but first we need to be approved by the planning board," end quote. adding they also have legal hurdles to address before acquiring the commercial property. They hope to open the brewery in the summer of 2021. The O'Donnells are from New York City and have been weekend residents in Red Hook, Dutchess County for 16 years. Planning Board will vote on the proposal at 6 p.m. October 27th on a Zoom video conference. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.